This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Because sometimes you end up eating something and you feel guilty. Oh, I've eaten. Should I have that? Should I rather have had something else? I don't know. Sometimes we just get caught up and then it becomes a whole emotional thing. And then sometimes it leads to one way where we start to become obsessed and then sleep, eating disorders and all of that. Oh, Dr. Wendy, good morning. When it comes to food, things can get really complicated really quickly.
Brad, yes, that's very true. I think there's a lot of guilt around food. I think there's a lot of emotional eating that happens. I think there's a lot of guilt as well. People want to eat well, but then, you know, they wonder why don't they make the right choices? So yes, I think it's a very complex topic.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why this has been such a powerful series over the last number of weeks is we're looking at the stuff we're looking at is what's out there. So what people are talking about, okay, it's maybe not as way out as the, you know, have nothing but soup diet or have nothing but boiled egg diet. You've probably seen them all. These are more more socially acceptable ways of making some good food choices like the Mediterranean diet or whatever. So go listen back to the podcast that we've created over the last few weeks. Today, stepping into something I must say I've never heard before. I know I've heard of DASH diet, but I have no idea of the details. So please walk us through that this morning, Wendy.
So this is probably a less advertised one. People don't really talk about the DASH diet, but it basically stands for, DASH is an acronym for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And so hypertension is high blood pressure. And so this is a diet that focuses on eating in a way that can reduce your blood pressure. So there are certain foods that can be risky for blood pressure. And if you decrease those foods in your diet, then you should be able to manage your blood pressure a lot better.
I know not everybody struggles with blood pressure, but having a good stable blood pressure is good in anybody's book. So eating this way would then be good for anyone.
Yes, it could absolutely be good for anybody. It also depends on the individual because some people will need a little bit more. So specifically, this diet focuses on low sodium, which is a lower salt intake.
Okay.
There are some individuals that do need that little bit of extra salt. So it just depends on person to person. But if you are struggling with blood pressure issues, a lot of the time, high sodium intake is going to keep that blood pressure up. And keep it too high. And it disrupts the balance of the sodium and the potassium in the kidneys. So it's all about how the organs and systems are working together to keep your blood pressure in check.
So speaking about sodium, unless we're actually physically adding salt to whole foods, there's not going to be much sodium in. So I'm guessing there's a type of food that we need to avoid that's generally high in sodium. And I remember from previous conversations we've had here, you're talking about processed food.
Yes. So it's going to be all your processed foods, many of your takeaway foods. They will all have much higher sodium intake in them, or sodium will be added to those. So yes, anything that is processed. If you're eating clean foods and you're making them yourself and you're using other herbs and maybe some vegetable salts and those kind of things, you don't have to eat bland food. It just means you have to have lower sodium. So yeah, nutritious foods that are not processed, and obviously high carbohydrates is also it's suggested that you don't have high carbohydrates with this diet as well.
Yeah, I think that seems to be the thread throughout here,
yes.
Getting that balance right. Let's move on to one that's interesting. It's South African men everywhere saying, but we're doing this already, the carnivore diet.
Yes, so the carnivore diet has certainly gained some traction in the last little while, and it does sound like an appealing diet. But with this diet, you only consume animal products. So there's not a potato, not rice, not a vegetable, nothing else passes your lips, only protein.
Yikes.
So it's a very difficult diet to maintain. It's certainly not a sustainable diet. It can be helpful for short periods of time to help reduce inflammation and to eliminate allergens and things like that. But it isn't something that should be done, you know, on a permanent basis.
So there's space for that. We're not going to get into that, but if that's something for you, then you'll be pursuing that and hopefully under guidance and for all the right reasons. I think that's one of the tricky things is as we start to wrap this up, Wendy, by just talking about some mindful eating next, is this is the difficult part is we want to be fitter, stronger, or healthier, or we want to lose weight, or some people might want to gain weight. So we're always looking for answers to these situations, and there's so much information that's out there. I think that of information overload, and as I often say, there's a lot of information, but there's very little transformation. So we don't really know what to do with the information. And the next day we'll try this 1 month, and the next week we'll try that. And then that was, she did well there, so okay, let's everybody follow her. Or he did well there, so now we must do what he... This very confusing space to be in, and potentially dangerous also.
It is, and it also doesn't consider the individual. So I think we need to be more in touch with our own bodies, our own physiology, what works for us and what doesn't. Just because something works for another person doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for you, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be good for you. So I think that's where mindfulness and being intuitive about our bodies is coming in. It's what is working for you? What is your body telling you it needs? If it's telling you it's needing sugar and carbohydrates, there's something wrong there. But they'll be definitely underlying that will be healthy foods that your body is asking for. And that's, I think, what we need to focus on as well, is what is good for you and for your body.
Do you think we perhaps get lost with this obsession was I need to lose weight or I need to get healthy? We have these very broad comments that we make about our lives and what we eat. And those become our obsession, whereas things would probably get some kind of a healthy or better place, more balanced space, if we just eat more mindfully. And something that you've said repeatedly through the weeks, you use the word whole food, whole food, whole food so many times that I'm getting that's one of the big clues.
Yeah. And I do think the focus needs to be clear. So yes, weight loss might be one of your goals, but weight loss should be a consequence of healthy choices all around. And it's not just what you're eating. It's what you're doing, how you're moving, you know, what other inflammatory processes are going on in your body, how much stress you have. So, you know, it's all good and well to have a goal. I want to lose weight, but what stress do you want to put your body under to get to that point? And how do you want to achieve that? And as I said just now, weight loss can be a consequence of all these healthy choices that we make. So I don't necessarily think I think what we want to do is we want to lose weight today. So I want to go on a diet today. And by this evening, I already want to see that there's been a change on the scale.
That's true.
And that's not going to happen. It takes us months and years potentially to gain the amount of weight that we do gain. It's going to take a fair amount of time reasonably to lose that kind of weight, but it does start with the changes that we make that are going to be helpful and sustainable over the long term. We don't want to do more harm in the process of trying to lose the weight.
Yeah, I'll ask you what's possibly the really difficult question of all the things we've spoken about. What is the best diet?
Well, that is a tricky question, because then I have to go back to what I've just said, is we need to know what works best for our bodies. But I would say, based on the eating plans that we've spoken about over the last few weeks, the most sustainable and the most balanced one is probably the Mediterranean diet.
Okay.
That one is a safe diet for everybody to follow. You can put your children on a Mediterranean diet. You can eat a Mediterranean diet. Your granny and your grandpa can eat a Mediterranean diet because it is balanced and sustainable. So that, in my opinion, would be one of the better ways to eat.
Because you don't have to live on carrots and lettuce leaves and celery to be able to be to live a healthy life and thrive and move well. I mean, that's not necessarily the answer. And I think that's what people think diet means. And something like the Mediterranean diet, please go and check out our first episode on this, the first podcast from 4 weeks ago. We'll have all of that for you. This actually got food in it, and food we all like.
Yeah. And food is what we need. You know, when we start to replace food, proper food, with other things, you know, and there are times and places for meal replacements, but our bodies need food. We need to chew. We need to swallow. There's a process that happens in that is good for our bodies. So, yeah, limiting and eliminating unnecessary foods, and cutting out very healthy foods can be limiting and can be detrimental to our bodies.
That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution here in the Durbanville area. So do get in touch with her if you're at a space where you say, okay, there's so much information, I need a little bit of help. She's the one to get behind you and give you the support you need at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.